Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Memorializing their freedom from Egypt, but now also in the joy of deliverance from Mesopotamia, they, quote, kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, Ezra 6, verse 19. It was also linked with, quote, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, verse 22, which was celebrated for 7 days. This symbolized link between the sacrifice of the lamb and the sweeping of leaven from their homes is accentuated in reality for us. Quote, therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. 1 Corinthians 5:7. The true Lamb of God not only, quote, takes away the sin of the world, John 1:29, but, quote, gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Titus 2, verse 14. This occasion was not a somber looking back in grief, but a looking up in gratitude. Quote, and they kept the feast with joy, for the Lord made them joyful and turned the heart of the king of Assyria toward them to strengthen their hands in the work. Ezra 6, verse 22. Holy people are happy people, and sanctified servants are strengthened servants, quote, zealous for good works. At this point, Ezra 7:1, Ezra actually shows up halfway through his own book. The Passover was a straightforward observance, but there were many complexities to temple worship that had been lost, not only during the 70 years in captivity, but in the years of neglect at the end of the monarchy. Ezra, whose priestly pedigree is listed, verses 1 to 5, was also, quote, a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, verse 6. He was just the man for the job. Let's give thanks today for, quote, those who labor in the word and doctrine, 1 Timothy 5:17, to help us in our understanding of God's wonderful ways and word.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.